Morning, Jonathan.
Morning. Have you ever found love?
Not really, no. No. I lived with Dad and Mum, then I lived with Mum. And when Mum died, that was it.
And can I ask what age you are now, Fred?
Well, I'm in my 50s.
And you've never had a partner?
No, never had a real relationship with anybody, no. No.
How do you feel about that, Fred?
Well, depressed, you know. I just got to cope and just make the best of bad job.
Do you think there's still time?
Well, I think I'm getting past it now.
No. Listen, did you hear me telling earlier about my grandmother?
Yeah.
She's 97 now, and she found love in her 80s.
Amazing.
So it's never too late. But so can I be a bit personal, Fred?
Yeah,
can
okay.
I ask? I mean, have you ever had a snog with a woman?
Well, yes, I've had nice kisses and cuddles, but you know, that's it.
But never a relationship?
Not a real relationship, no, no.
Why did you, I mean, when you were in your 20s and 30s, why did you not kind of flee the nest and get out there?
Well, I love Dad and Mum a lot. And, you know, we had a good relationship together, friendship as well. And that meant a lot to me. And I did try to ask a few girls to have a date and things like that, but it just didn't work. They either said no or the dates were a complete disaster. So that was it.
So do you think you were just a bit... did you get to a point where you felt, oh, I'm never going to meet anyone. I'm just not one of those people that's going to have a relationship?
Yes, yes. Plus Mum went in a wheelchair and I thought, I've got to care for Mum. I can't turn my back on her. And, of course, time went on, and when Mum died, that was it, you know.
So do you do anything now? You're in your 50s. Do you live on your own now, do you?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Right. And do you do anything to kind of get out there and meet the... Because I tell you something, Fred, and this is a fact. Men in their 50s who are single, whether because they, you know, they've become widowed or because they've divorced or they've never found Mrs. Wright... Men are very much in demand.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
you may well, actually. You may be at your peak.
Oh, wonderful. That's cheered me up.
but do you do anything to get out there and meet the other, you know, 40 and 50 and 60-year-old women who might take one look at you and think, "Phew."
That'd be nice. Yeah, I do. I go out to socials and church and chapel and all sorts of things like that. And whenever there's do a local place, I go there and, you know.
So do you go to kind of friends who... have you got friends who are in relationships?
Yes, I have, yes.
And when you look at them, does it make you feel sad that you haven't got what they've got?
Yes, because, you know, I like to share feelings and things at times, talk about things that are happening. And if you haven't got anybody that close, then, you know... Who can you turn to, you know? So.
Well, you know, this programme, there's a lot of girls listen to this programme, Fred.
Oh.
There might be the future Mrs. Fred listening now.
That'd be nice.
I mean, tell me a bit about yourself. Let's see if there's any women out there who like the sound of a date with Fred.
Well, I like to keep myself fit. I'm a pretty good cook because after Mum died, I had to cook for myself and everything, and I do whatever I can. I try to be a loving, caring person.
You sound I genuinely say this, Fred. You sound like a lovely chap.
Well, I try to be.
Yeah, you sound like a really nice guy, and you're good looking.
Well, I think so.
Right. And what kind of interests have you got?
I like gardening. Sports and music, singing, dancing, you know, anything, you know. So I'm interested in life in general.